Greetings, friends, and welcome to the Beach Church Podcast. This is the podcast for Sunday, December 31st, the year of our Lord, 2023. And this is the first Sunday after Christmas Day. It's just a joy, as usual, to welcome you here to the podcast. I pray that this Christmas season has been a blessing to you. I pray that moment by moment you've experienced hope and peace and love and joy. The joy that comes in remembering the promises of our faith as poured out in our scriptures. And so today, let's finish this good year of 2023. Prepare ourselves for the year ahead by doing what we do around here, breathing and giving thanks to God for every breath. So take in that breath of life. Think about the best moments of this year. Think about the things you've overcome this year, the goals you have achieved this year, the promises that await in the year ahead, the friends and the family and the opportunities, the things that did come to pass, the goodness of God alive with us. Breathe it in and celebrate it. And for the things that were difficult, we give thanks to God for the strength to persevere, the faith to move through every new day, for the friends and the family and the resources that helped us persevere to this moment. Thanks be to God. And to all gathered here in this special place, this podcast church, we focus our minds truly on what it means to say Merry Christmas and what it means to say Happy New Year. And in this spirit, we begin together in worship. Please join with me in the opening prayer as printed in your digital bulletin. You can find that bulletin to the left side of where you found today's podcast. Just below where you found the podcast, you'll see a tab there. It says notes, and I believe it also says podcast bulletin. You can click on that, and the bulletin will come up for you. So let's begin. O Holy One, heavenly angels spoke to earthly shepherds, and eternity entered time in the child of Bethlehem. Through the telling of the Christmas story, let our temporal lives be caught up in the eternal in that same child, that we might join shepherds and all the heavenly host in praising the coming of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Oh,
Our gospel reading comes from Luke's gospel in the second chapter, verses 22 through 40. When the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped there with fasting and prayer night and day. At that moment, she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. This is the word of God for the people of God. We give thanks to God for it.
Thank you.
Please join me in a spirit of prayer. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the gift of your Son, our Lord Jesus, for the gift of your Word, alive and among us. We pray that you join us in this time of reflection, that we truly hear what it is you have to say to us, to your church, and to each and every one of us as individuals. Come, Holy Spirit, come and guide us. Open our minds and our hearts. Bless us with a saving faith. Save us from distraction and misinterpretation. And bless us with this, your good word. We pray this in your holy name and say, Amen. December 31st, the year of our Lord, 2023, New Year's Eve. I can hardly believe that we have passed through another year so quickly. And I know for many of you, this has been quite a challenging year at best, a difficult year for many. And I also know that there have been great mountaintop moments and joys and blessing for many of you as well. But here we are, and I stand here in the sanctuary at the Pensacola Beach Church on December 30th, a beautiful Saturday morning. And again, the sun is shining. It's cold, so there's not a lot of traffic out. And I'm struck by the thought, how wonderful, what a beautiful place to finish out the year. And I have to confess, with all the busyness of the season, with my responsibilities here at church and with family coming in at Christmas, my inclination initially was just to offer you something from last year. But I wanted to come in and just say Happy New Year and thank you for all the ways that you've supported the church and the podcast. And I love doing this. I really do. I love coming in and having this quiet time and reflecting on scripture and prayer and the times of song and silence. It means a lot to me to do this thing every week and to know that that we have a little audience, a little congregation online here that can glean something from it. So thank you so much. And our prayers continue for you. And I suppose in that note, if you have any prayer requests, go ahead and you can send them to the church email address that I'll make sure is in the bulletin. But let's just take a minute. Honestly, I have nothing formally prepared by way of a homily or a sermon. And this is, to me, a story that is one of those, well, like all of Scripture, it's sometimes best just to read it and let it inform your spirit. My encouragement would be, as you read this particular story, look at all the different characters. There are the characters that are named in the story, and then those that we know are part of it, that have influenced the story so far. We have, well, we begin with Moses and the law of Moses. And of course, we have Mary and Joseph, and then we meet Simeon and Anna, prophets and faithful people. But I think of this, if I try to form a mental image, if I try to put myself in the story, then whether it's the temple courts or maybe a sanctuary space that you can think of in your mind, maybe your home church, and into this space come a young couple carrying a newborn baby to do what is practice of their faith tradition, the law of Moses, to make a sacrifice, to name him as holy. But in the sanctuary that day is this man named Simeon. And he knows that on this day he will meet the Lord's Messiah. The Holy Spirit has said to him, you've been waiting your whole life. Promised him that he wouldn't die until he saw the Lord's Messiah, and in walked this couple with this baby, and he knows in his soul, he knows that this child is the one. And the image that comes to mind for me is that of a very proud and happy grandfather who picks up his grandson and looks him in the eyes, and the tears roll down his face, and he gives thanks to God for all the promise that is in this little person, this tiny baby, a life that will unfold, that will save the world, that will bring great joy and break the hearts of many. This baby, the passing of the generations, but the assurance and the peace that Simeon finds in his soul that he'll depart, he'll go home to be with God, and all will be well with the world. And then this other one, Anna, she is well on in years too. She, after 7 years of married life, her husband died, and in her widowed years, she spent all of these years to the age of 84 in constant prayer and sacrifice in the temple. She is fully aware of who this baby Jesus is. And she makes sure that all who can hear her understand the same. At that moment, she came and began to praise God and speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. The child is filled with promise. And then the lens in my mind's eye focuses back on Mary and Joseph and this baby. They've had these conversations with these two particular characters. Are they connecting that to the shepherds and the angels, to that moment way back before the baby was born when Mary went with haste to see her cousin Elizabeth? And there in her arms is a baby, and his name is Jesus. Full of promise, the fulfillment of all scripture in this little child. But he's a baby, and he does all the things that babies do, and he needs them, and he's vulnerable to them. They must love him, and they must protect him like a good mother and father will do with any child. To feed him and nurture him and train him and teach him and engage with him so that the child will grow and become strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God will be upon him. In all of this, and throughout this season, I've been compelled, inspired by the idea that we are to love Jesus the way we would love a little baby. Now, we understand and depend on the adult Jesus, the life, death, the public ministry, all that is the gospel story. And we call to Jesus for his help. But in this part of the gospel story, Jesus needs his mom and dad. Our faith, I believe, is like that. Can we treat our faith as an infant child that needs us to feed it and to care for it and to purify its environment, to be the best we can to purify ourselves? And maybe that will help us reflect on the beginning of a new year, whether or not you make resolutions. I think most of us have this sense at the beginning of a new year that it could be filled with new promise. We have a whole calendar full of days that have yet to be filled in. And the choices we make right now, in this moment, the ways that we can purify ourselves, remove from our lives thoughts and words and actions and relationships and ways of being that are not compatible with our faith, that make us less able to nurture this infant faith that we carry in our arms. Perhaps that can be our prayer focus at the beginning of this year. How do we love the baby Jesus so that our faith can grow to the point where we can be embraced by the fully grown, fully formed Messiah, Jesus? It's something to think about and pray over in the year ahead. It's really loaded with good news and great challenge. So may we nurture our faith. May we purify our lives so that we could be better stewards and caregivers of this faith that we've been given. Again, tremendous and eternal good news, to which I say, Amen. Heavenly Father, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God of Moses, Naomi, Esther, Ruth, God of Mary and Joseph, God of Elizabeth and Zechariah, God of shepherds and angels, God of Simeon and Anna, to you, O God, we pray. God, we give you thanks for all that has been in the year 2023, for its blessings, its heartaches and challenges. We call to you and we pray for your strength and your encouragement, for your hope and your peace and your love and your joy as we prepare ourselves for the year ahead, for this year, 2024. Help us to seek your face in every single day of this year. Help us to hold on to our faith, come what may. And we hold before you, God, our prayer lists. Some of the things on our prayer list have been on it all year in 2023. And so help us, God, to share with you what is on this list, the joys and the concerns. Guide us. Are there things on this list, oh God, that we need to take off, or that you will show us that you've already answered the prayers and we've missed them? However it is, oh God, our request is this. Would you meet us here as we make silent space for you to speak into our hearts? Come, Holy Spirit, come. Meet us here and now as we make space to know your presence. We break our silence. We give you thanks, O God, for the gifts of peace and quiet. May this year ahead be for us a time of peace and quiet moments. We celebrate our faith as we say together a prayer that you taught your first students. Hear us, O God, as we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So, my dear friends, as we prepare to go our separate ways, as we prepare to enter the year ahead, as we prepare for 2024, we don't go it alone. God is with us. The hope and the peace and the joy and the love of this Advent season travels with us into every minute of this new year. God with us, our God, whom we know in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, who bids you peace. Go in peace. Amen.